ABC Radio Australia.
The Samoans make up one-fifth of all Pacific Islanders living in Australia, which you might find surprising considering Samoa has a population of just 200,000 people. There's no doubt Australia's Samoan community is vibrant and growing quickly, but migrating between the two countries is not so simple. New research by the Australian National University has found that more than 90% of Samoans living in Australia actually come via a third country. And as Marion Farr discovers, it may limit their access to some important services.
My full name is Chitangata Hanuman Hunt. I'm originally from Samoa, a village called Alisa in the island of Upolu. Yeah, I've been here since 1999, I think if I.
Chitangata Hanuman Hunt is an elder in the Samoan community of Brisbane, in the Australian state of Queensland.
For me personally, I guess the reason why we came to Australia, my mum arrived here earlier with a few of my siblings, so I was the only one that was left, and mum was worried that something might happen. I was too far away.
In his early years, Mr. Hunt worked in the local government and health sectors, helping Samoans and Pacific Islanders access important services. Now retired, he remembers moving to Australia just over 20 years ago.
At the beginning, it was a daunting exercise for me because coming over, I brought my big family with me.
Samoa has a population of just 200,000 people, making it one of the smallest Pacific countries in terms of population size. Despite this, Samoans make up one-fifth of all Pacific Islanders living in Australia.
Oh, yes, I think it is growing. It is. I think the census that was taken in 2001 indicated the Samoan language was the next to English here in the north side of Brisbane.
About 1,100 Samoans move to Australia every year, a number that has been growing quite rapidly. By contrast, migration from Samoa to the United States has plateaued. But the pathway to Australia is not so straightforward for most Samoans.
If you were to apply from Samoa to get a visa here in Australia, it's quite a long process, expensive process, and sometimes it takes quite a long time and it may not be approved.
New research by the Australian National University's Development Policy Centre has found just 4% of Samoans living in Australia since 2013 migrated directly. Centre Director Stephen House says the large majority came via New Zealand.
What seems to happen is that they'll stay in New Zealand and eventually become New Zealand citizens. And then after that, a lot, and when I say lot, our estimate's about a half of those will then on-migrate to Australia.
Each year, about 1,100 Samoan citizens are granted visas to live in New Zealand indefinitely through a special ballot system that recognises close historical ties between the two countries. After they've lived there for at least 5 years, Samoans are eligible for New Zealand citizenship. Dr. Howes estimates approximately half will then move to Australia.
Because, of course, once you're a New Zealand citizen, you have automatic rights to migrate to Australia. So I think people understood that was a mechanism, but what surprised us was the extent to which that mechanism dominates. And it's basically everyone, it's 96%. So 96% of Samoans, that is those born in Samoa who migrate to Australia, do so via New Zealand. So I think it's just the extent to which that pathway dominates that I think is what is so interesting.
So why do so many Samoans make the Trans-Tasman move? Dr. Howes says more research is needed, but data about the money Samoans are sending home provides some clues.
Today, per capita remittances from Australia are much higher than from New Zealand. It's not proof, but it does give a suggestion that those who migrate to Australia are able to do better economically. They see better economic opportunities for themselves.
According to the figures, Samoans living in New Zealand send an average of $1,500 back to Samoa each year. In Australia, that figure is more than double, at $4,000.
And then, of course, it's sort of self-reinforcing because as more and more people migrate, it becomes easier to migrate because there are people there from your community who can help you out, provide you with key information and support when you arrive. So it becomes a sort of a well-worn pathway.
But for Samoan elder Chitangata Hanuman Hunt, While economic opportunities might be a contributing factor, he believes it's not the main reason behind migration.
It's family. Like I say, if you haven't seen your grandchildren and great-grandchildren for a long time, Samoan's philosophy is based around family. And if you take that away, then you cut most of that relationship off. So a lot of the people that come over, they come over to visit their families.
That may be so, but moving to Australia isn't always easy for Samoan-born New Zealanders. Although they have the right to live and work in Australia indefinitely under the Trans-Tasman Travel Agreement, they don't have automatic access to some government benefits, including parenting assistance, unemployment support, and interest-free loans for tertiary education.
There was a notion in government at that time that a lot of Kiwis come over here, they sit at the dole lines, you know, and just enjoy the dole without working. But that may be true to some extent, but it's not the majority. I call it unfair because a lot of our people that come over, they'd like to work. And if they work, they should be entitled to the things that the people of Australia are entitled to, including access to citizenship.
But Dr. Stephen Howes says despite the issues that remain, it's great to see more Samoans living in Australia.
We're not in any way critical of Samoans for taking advantage of this special relationship that Australia has with New Zealand. It's to their credit that they are, you know, assessing what's in the best interest of their family and settling in the place that works for them. And of course, they add tremendously to the Australian economy and to Australian society.
He says the Australian government should consider expanding long-term migration opportunities for people in the Pacific.
If you're a country like Papua New Guinea or, say, Vanuatu, Solomon Islands, you don't have any special relationship with New Zealand, then basically you don't have a pathway into Australia. So that's why we say, in a sense, Australia's outsourced its Pacific migration policy to New Zealand. Right, so those countries that New Zealand decides to have a special migration relationship with, then by implication Australia is going to have that same special relationship. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. Countries like Papua New Guinea, our former colony, you know, really need more migration opportunities.
Mr. Hunt agrees.
If Australia was decent and real about their Pacific engagement, I reckon they should do the same as what New Zealand does, you know, make it easier for Samoans to migrate.
That was Sitangata Hanuman Hunt, ending that report by Marion Farr. And Australia's Department of Home Affairs says Australia has a non-discriminatory migration policy and New Zealand citizens, including those born in Samoa, can apply for permanent residency in Australia if they are eligible.